did ancient humans begin eating meat in the first place? And also, what impacts did it have on their bodies back then?
Well, interestingly, early humans probably were eating some kind of meat from the very beginning of our evolutionary history. So if we look to our closest living relatives, chimpanzees, they incorporate small amounts of meat into their diet usually. But a big shift happened probably somewhere between about 3 and 3.5 million years ago when we first see the traces in the archaeological record of early humans eating meat from large animals, animals that they couldn't probably catch or take down themselves and that they needed tools in order to process to eat. So that was kind of a first big shift. As far as how it affected their bodies, didn't seem to earlier on. There was an idea that meat eating was related to the evolution of our enormous brains. But the evidence for meat eating comes a lot earlier than the big increase in brain size in human evolutionary history. So that idea was basically meat is a really good form of concentrated calories, protein, and fat, and it would have kind of released a constraint on the evolution of brain size. And if there was natural selection for larger brains for our complex social activity, meat would have been a good way to fuel those that really expensive, in an energetic sense, expensive organ. The evidence for that doesn't line up as much anymore, but it seems that it probably had more of an effect on potentially decreasing the size of our teeth. So once we started processing food, including meat and probably other plant matter, outside of our bodies with tools, there was a decreased selection for kind of big teeth that we used for a lot of chewing.
Let's talk a bit about your research and how you find out this information in the first place.
So there are lots of different ways to study early human diet, which is why, to me, it's one of the most fascinating topics in human evolution. The way that I go about studying it is that I look at fossils of animals and I look for traces that those animals may have been butchered by early humans using stone knives. So I basically use magnifying lenses to take a really close look at fossil animal bones, most often in sites where we know early human activity has occurred, to figure out what kinds of animals were early humans eating, what parts of those animals were they eating, what environments did those animals live in, and that gives us a sense of where the early humans were going to get those animals. One of my big research questions is, at the onset of eating meat and marrow and brains and other resources from these big animals, were early humans actually hunting the animals themselves, or were they scavenging them from the leftover predator kills? And I think it's quite likely that that earliest meat eating and marrow eating was probably from scavenging.
Wow. And you mentioned the early human sites. Where are we talking? I know you did some recent research in Kenya.
Yeah, correct. I just got back from Kenya on Friday. Basically before about 2 million years ago, all of human evolution happened in Africa. And the places where I have worked most often are Kenya, Tanzania, occasionally South Africa. They have the sort of geological history that preserves sediments of the age that I'm interested in. And researchers have been finding traces of human activity in those areas for decades.